Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Grant back here in operations. Our official clock says it's 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, and just handed to me the latest. So I'll go over with it. We'll go over this at the same time here. So inland, we've been talking about this inland wind associated with Hurricane Michael. Still a hurricane, by the way. We're still looking at winds at 115 miles an hour. So that's still damaging. Even though we're inland, we got the center moving into Georgia. That's still very damaging winds moving north-northeast at 13 miles an hour. I want to talk about just kind of some observations to help understand how dangerous it could still be inland. So we look at Dothan, Alabama at the airport, 62 miles an hour. We're looking at weather flow at Mexico Beach, still winds. I mean, we're still getting winds at 58 miles an hour. So still a dangerous hurricane, still moving inland, moving pretty quickly. But at the same time, you still have these core winds. It's still a hurricane moving into Georgia. So overnight, you're going to start having the sun go down. Very dangerous to be outside, because if you think about it, with still hurricane winds, you're still going to knock down some trees. You still have that rain that could saturate the soil. You could still have some power outages. It's just too dangerous to be outside. So you may think you're inland. You may think you're in central Georgia out of the way, but it's not the case. You have to be thinking that there's the Michael's still moving northward, still have high winds, and still can cause some damage. So let's look at that forecast with time. It's going to be a hurricane a little while longer, then eventually becoming a tropical storm and remaining a tropical storm, moving all the way out into the Atlantic. So as a result of those winds, we actually have a tropical storm warning for portions of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina with some of those winds. And you could see some of those elevated water levels as well. Still a large swath. It's really good not to think of just the center of these systems. We've been talking about that this entire event. So you can still have a lot of winds moving northward, and that could definitely be dangerous. So let's look at some of the impacts. One of them is, this is a brand new graphic that we've created looking at some of the values. One thing that we need to remember, I talk about the sun going down and the dangers, and I mentioned some of the debris that you might encounter while driving. The other is the water. So it's not only the flash flooding inland, but it's also some of the storm surge. Once you have a hurricane this strong, you force that water upward into all the tributaries, all the rivers and creeks, every low spot that you can find. And with time, if you had winds that could blow that out, that's one thing, but we don't have that situation. You still have some onshore flow. So what that means is the water is going to be incredibly slow to drain. So that's something that we need to be mindful about. You might want to venture outside, but it's just too dangerous. So keep an eye on that. That's still a problem. And also the rainfall continues to be an issue in some of these areas. You could get 4 to 6 inches of rain in some of these areas. So you put that along with the winds, and that could be a very dangerous situation. So after the fact, let's keep ourselves safe. We got through the storm in a lot of areas. Some areas still have more to go, but you got to be safe after the fact. It's knowing how to use that generator and making sure it's outside. It's keeping safe. You don't know what power lines are still activated. So it's best to be indoors. It's best to be off the roads. So we got through the system. Let's make sure we get through the afterwards, as the power outages in some areas could last a long time. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.